Preface. It is only by an accident of history that we no longer follow the ancient Roman custom of judicial enslavement by reason of debt. What if history had taken a different path? Modern physical theory teaches that there are an infinite number of universes, some very much like our own and others so different as to be almost incomprehensible. Therefore, there must exist worlds similar to ours where this ancient Roman law is still in force. This story takes place in one of those worlds. 1. When Olivia Addison hosted a party, she made certain the result would be as close to perfection as was humanly possible. This was one of the reasons why, at the youthful age of 24, she was considered one of the, if not the, premier hostess in county society. This particular party, however, had to exceed her usual standard of near perfection, because it would be the most important one she had ever thrown. All of the leading citizens of Celestial County had been invited, and virtually all had accepted her invitations, including persons of such exalted social status that Olivia would never have dared to invite them until this year. The affair would be the victorious culmination of the campaign she had waged to reach her rightful place at the top of county society. She gnawed on a knuckle and studied the seating charts again. If Senator Hallwell and his wife sat over here... Her train of thought was abruptly derailed by the voice of Yana, the maid. "I'm sorry to interrupt you, mistress, but there are some men at the door who say they need to speak to you right away," Yana said. Olivia had no patience for incompetent servants. She turned on the short domestic and, glaring down from her full height, snapped, "I gave you clear instructions that until after the caterers have finished setting up, there are to be no visitors today." She struck the swarthy, dark-haired maid across the face with an open hand, knocking her to the ground. The little domestic slave had picked the wrong day to cross Olivia. Olivia Addison had been born into a wealthy family of high status, but Olivia wanted to move higher still, and to do that she needed to catch the right husband. Fortunately for her ambitions, she was the most desirable girl in her social group, and she could have her pick of the men. After some investigation, she settled on David Addison as being the one with the most promising future, the one most likely to be successful enough to provide the money for the lifestyle to which she felt she was entitled, and, this was even more important, finance her rise to the upper levels of society. With her classic beauty, long blonde hair, and sleekly curved body, it was not difficult for her to ensnare her prey. David proposed to Olivia just 1 year after she had decided that he was to be her husband. David had proved to be as successful in business as Olivia had expected. His investment company made more than enough money to pay for their huge house, luxury cars and servants, and more importantly, to cover the expenses entailed by the elaborate parties, the memberships in the exclusive clubs, and all the other bills generated by Olivia's campaign to capture county society. Indeed, David's company had been so successful that Olivia had insisted her father invest all his money in it, since it paid far better returns than his old conservative investments. And now, in just a few hours, all her planning and hard work would finally reap the reward she had long sought. An insistent pounding on the front door disturbed her thoughts again. "Yana, go and tell whoever it is that if they do not leave immediately, I'll have the sheriff come and arrest them for trespassing," she said, glaring. "I was trying to tell you, mistress," Yana said, rubbing her cheek where Olivia had hit her. "It is the sheriff, three of his men, anyway, and the constable is with them. They say they have to talk to you. I told them that you didn't have time to see anyone today, but the constable—" "I can see I'm just going to have to handle this myself," Olivia said. She flung down the seating chart and marched off. "I'm coming," she called, as the pounding was renewed even more loudly, and was now accompanied by bellowed demands for the door to be opened. She snatched the door open to see the town constable, wearing the traditional cylindrical red hat of his office, in the company of three sheriff's deputies in their black and gold uniforms. The constable was holding a scroll decorated with ribbons and wax seals. Before Olivia had a chance to give them a piece of her mind, the constable spoke. "Are you Mrs. Olivia Pearson Addison, the wife of David Addison, who is president and chief executive officer of a business known as Addison Investment Trust?" he asked, in an official-sounding voice. "What?" asked Olivia, taken aback by both the question and the manner of its delivery. The constable had not even offered the most elementary courtesy, not even a good morning, before asking his impertinent question.